time for this morning's Fish Report. Now, Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider with 105.3 The Fan, joins us live now. It's brought to you by Crawford, Wishnew, and Lang, CWL.law. Cowboys, of course, had the bye week. They didn't play this past weekend, or they get back to work today. Will Dak be a part of that, though? And more importantly, what about Sunday against the Vikings? Fish?
Yeah, the plan is, and this goes all the way back to last Monday when we broke the story on 105.3 The Fan about the MRI results on the right calf, that it is mild. And then I asked a source with knowledge of that situation, and I said, what about Minnesota? And he said, that's the plan. So last week at the Star, Dak spent much of his time rehabbing inside the building. And we know this about him by now. He is a rehabbing maniac. Sometimes to the point where he goes a little too hard and they have to hold him back. This week, everybody's back at work, of course. They will be at the start today. There'll be a light practice. He will not participate in that. There'll be a normal practice on Wednesday, and they'll probably be careful. But by the time we get to Halloween, we're going to get Dak Prescott back in his Halloween costume, which is uniform number 4.
Very nice. Well, it seems like with that issue happening, the O-line is as important as ever. How's Tyron doing? And then Lyle Collins is supposed to be back this week. Is that correct?
Yeah, and of course, Tyron went back into that Patriots game after injuring his ankle, and they say he'll be fine. He had that neck issue over the course of the week. That was a little scary because, of course, last season, about a year ago, he had neck surgery that finished his season. But he's a tape-it-up-and-go kind of guy. And you'll notice, you know, he's got an elbow problem that'll never go away. And if you take a close look at him, or maybe it doesn't have to be a close look, he's such a big man. He's got an elbow brace that he plays with that is the size of a 57 Chevy.
Yeah.
That wraps around his arm. And so he expects to go. And then Lyle Collins, of course, off the suspension. What they've done with Lyle Collins, who is the right tackle, I think, is do a little scared straight with him. They have not announced that he's simply going to walk back into the building and be the right tackle because the kid, Terrence Steele, has really been very capable there. But in the end, Lyle Collins is the more blue chip player and should win that job back over the course of this week.
This has been it's really been a kind of a strange season so far. There are a lot of teams, they'll look great one week, they'll look horrible the next. You don't know which team you're going to get from week to week. And the Vikings kind of fall into that category, don't they?
Yeah, the Vikings could beat you 35-7 or lose 35-7, and they've done all of that. They've also lost some close games this year, played some close games under our old friend Mike Zimmer, the former Cowboy assistant and their head coach. The one place, though, where there are not ups and downs is with the other teams in the NFC East. Those are all downs. And if you look at the standings, by the Cowboys just sitting on their couch eating bonbons on a Sunday, they still gained in the NFC East because Washington just can't get out of its own way despite its talent. They lose at Green Bay. The Eagles lose to the Raiders. And so those teams now, even with the Cowboys' byes, those teams now are all 2-5, Washington, the Eagles, and the Giants. The three of them combined, it takes the three of them combined to get to 6 wins to have more wins than the Cowboys have all by themselves.
It would take a collapse of epic proportions to lose the division at this point. Fish, thank you. We appreciate it. That's Cowboys insider Mike Fisher.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.